The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Hey, that skeleton crew at Radio Memphis, how appropriate for Halloween? Enlightenment. Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
How about those cans?
Yeah,
right?
What changed? What happened? I've never been able to, like...
Because they're broken in now.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it only takes... Diana was so nice to buy us a pair of the new Cost 4 AAs. There's a plug.
It'd be awesome if you sponsored us.
Hey, Cost.
Plug.
These headphones have been around since the 60s. Not these particular ones; they're brand new. Mm-hmm. And I've, in over the 30 years that I have been in the business, these are the headphones that I've always used.
Yes.
And over the years, I've used like 5 pair. That's how long they last, and they're wonderful. And when they get broken in, they sound so beautiful.
They do, and and the reason also being
and
that
you got them on backwards.
Well, I know. Well, because you just threw them on.
I just said here, take them.
Yeah, right. You're walking here, so it's all good. the funny thing is that when we had gotten started, and we were actually upstairs, and we were talking to Kelly, and you were talking about throwing me on the air. You remember when we got started?
Yeah.
I got started with the set. You know
with
what I mean?
With my cans.
And so it's ever since then. It's always been that. Okay, I need to kind of go back.
Right. Yeah. And you've used a variety of headsets over the years,
and these
I like because they're over ear, they're automatic noise canceling because they literally filter out everything in the room.
They do.
You know, Gerald could break wind right now, and we wouldn't know it.
I wouldn't even.
I know.
I can't even. Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't hear it.
No, we wouldn't hear it,
mm-mm.
But we might smell it.
Get down.
Mm.
And it would be that. we've been enjoying a fantastic evening tonight here with the Radio Memphis Halloween show. We do it every year. It's actually one of our more subdued shows.
It is.
We have an anniversary show that really gets kind of out of control.
This last one did.
It does. They do. That's a tradition here. And then the New Year's Eve one gets a little randy.
It does.
I know that there's a picture of me reinflating Rosie.
I have it, and I haven't
released it. I was a bit shocked that didn't happen.
Well, I was trying to look because when you've got your lips on the ass of an inflatable doll, you don't want to waste that. You know, you want to use it at a very opportune moment, and and it's one of those. I don't want to throw it out there just to throw it out there.
I know, right?
I want to use it in a very, very specific place.
So you're saving it.
I am right about the time when it's probably not a good time.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's I'm sorry. You offered it up.
I had to do it. I mean, we were in here cleaning up last night, and she was a little thin.
And she
her
was.
Oven mitts look a little more like mittens, and I needed to bring them back up.
I understand the G string now fits.
it's just funny how that works
mm-hmm.
out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of that nonsense. We have here in studio an act that I have met once before here on the air.
Yes.
It was in an acoustic setting. It was during the morning show. And we had great fun. And now we have the whole damn band in here.
We do. And we're so excited. Kaza is in. And, of course, everybody's been very, very excited, to have the band in. You guys have had a couple people in the chat room that have been waiting on you.
Oh, they're right there.
Yeah, everybody's been waiting to hear you
guys. Hi, Kaza.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Very good. We are so, so thrilled to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You have come into Memphis. And it's funny. I do a show. You guys came in when I was on air earlier. And so I actually played some of your music. And I was talking about you. And I was telling everybody, how, from Japan, you guys, you've been all over the place. You toured all over the place. You also do a lot of the Comic-Cons, and the cosplays and stuff, and
you've been all over the world.
You have been everywhere, and one of the things that we're so proud of is that you decided to come to Memphis and make this your home. And it was very important, because of music and stuff, and that says a lot. So that was a big step for you. You think it was a good move?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a home of rock and roll.
See?
And yeah.
That's okay. That is okay for you. And that's, you know, for you, you've been doing this. Now, how long, like I said, this is my first opportunity to meet you.
Yeah.
For, you know, I've heard all about you. Everybody's crazy for you. All my kids here are like, oh my God, Kaza, Kaza. You know, everybody gets crazy. They're excited. They talk about, you know, they talk about everybody. And you've been doing this for a couple, you know, a good long while.
This band, yes, this is 8th year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to make Memphis your home?
We were in Los Angeles at first,
mm-hmm.
and then we met a person from Memphis who has music business in Memphis. He kind of recommended us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the best city.
Very nice. That is very nice.
And yeah, we actually came for like a month to mm-hmm. stay and see the city. Mm-hmm. We fall in love.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, we love the people here.
Oh, nice.
We were like, okay, we're going to go there. And then we just moved right away.
And then this is home.
Yeah.
This is home.
Do you miss the food, though? We talk about this a lot
here.
You
mean like Japanese food?
Is there any decent Japanese restaurants here that meet your muster?
No.
Well,
thanks, Dave.
I'm Asian too.
I know.
I mean, real Japanese food might be difficult to get.
Yes.
Like, yeah. If you're in Los Angeles or New York, yes.
It's a little different, yeah.
Yeah.
But here, not so much.
Well, there's restaurants that I like, but like it's not authentic. I mean, it's not a.
It's
real,
not the real Japanese, the real thing.
No.
So are you into the barbecue now? Are you eating the pork and?
I eat anything. I love meat. I love steak.
See? All the men clap.
Yeah. You're damn right she likes meat. So,
yeah. It's
you're like, damn right. We're all up in
so
it.
I might not be the best person to ask, you know, if I miss Japanese food, I don't miss too much. Like, as long as I have, you know, steak.
Steak and meat.
And, yeah.
Oh, then she's fine.
Oh, she's fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah, you're in a good place.
Yeah.
You're in a good spot. Yeah. Well, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And we're so glad to have met you. And this record that you have is very, very good.
Thank you. Yeah.
What's the story behind this? You guys made this in, what, Alabama? Is that right?
It's Florida.
In Florida. I was close.
Yeah. Georgia. Kingsland, yeah.
Well, where is it? Georgia, Kingsland, Florida? Where the hell?
That's a lot of states.
It's not a Florida, but like, it's right before Florida. Kingsland.
Kingsland,
Georgia.
Kingsland, Georgia.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like right before you're going to Florida.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did that happen? Was it just something that you did while you were on the road? You just said, hey, we're going to stop here and make a record? Or what? Did you know somebody there?
Yeah. A few years ago, we went to Florida to perform.
Yeah.
And then a band who was signed to like a major label, he knew the engineer there. And he recommended us, you know, for our genre. He's the best, he said.
Oh,
so
wow.
Well,
he did a very good job.
Yeah, he did, yes.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Yeah.
Now your thing now here, you're playing the Comic Cons and
yes.
you're playing the anime cons and all of that stuff, and you do a little bit of cosplay yourself, right?
I wouldn't call it a cosplay, you know.
I've seen the pictures of you in the wings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Thank you. That's in my second album, you know. It's the album jacket, like album cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me with the wings, you know, behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people kind of knew me with that picture.
Yes.
So I was thinking, like, maybe if I do a real wing, then mm-hmm. people will love it.
And they do.
Yeah, so.
They do.
Yeah,
you're a beautiful lady. And when you put that on, everybody goes crazy. Yeah,
everybody goes crazy.
Yeah. Everybody goes crazy.
They go nuts for you.
We got to find something for these two. Okay, we got to find something that they can. Do they wear wings too?
No.
Yeah, I should mention that on guitar, Hideki. Now, how long have you known Hideki?
Hideki, I've known him since, I think, 2007 or 2008, yeah.
Oh, that's 10 years. That's a good time, yeah. Yeah. So you dragged him over the Pacific, right?
Well, yeah. We were in a metal band in Japan.
You were in a metal band?
Yeah. And then we decided to start this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now this man behind you on the drums, who is this?
This is a new addition.
Yeah. Yeah. We knew him for maybe 2-3 years, but never had a chance to play with, you know, him before.
Yeah. Right.
But things happen.
We know that statement very well. I mean, you know, things happen.
Things happen, and here he is.
Well, no,
we don't say it quite
English,
like that, but you know.
Sorry, it's my English.
Your English is fine, trust me. Yeah.
Yes, you're fine.
We were looking for a good drummer.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he's really good. So
very nice.
Jamie is his name.
Jamie.
Right? Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's great. And we heard you during warm up, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we're gonna have you hang around for a little while if that's okay. You want to play for a little while?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like a few tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's start one off. What do you want to play for us? I don't know.
Became the light. It's in the second album, the album you have.
The one that we have, yes.
Yeah. The song called You Became the Light.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a good one. I listen.
Oh, you know this one, yeah.
Yeah,
I do. It's a good tune. All right.
I do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Casa. Yeah. Oh God. Yes. Can you hear you? Do I need to give you some more volume?
Yeah.
Turn you up a little bit. Is that a little better?
Yeah, a little better. A lot better.
Is that better there?
Yeah, oh, okay. A lot better.
I know it's a little different for you here, doing a little type of a radio situation here. And it's more of kind of a rehearsal space vibe. But, okay. Oh, it's wonderful. That's beautiful. You guys are so good.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing? You've been playing the bass? I mean, you know, you've been singing? How long have you been, doing this?
Singing since I was baby. But bass is, I'm really young as a bassist.
Really?
So, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Here in Memphis, you get proficient with that thing, which is bigger than you, by the way. And you can play rock and roll, and you play the blues. I can get you 6 nights a week work here in this town.
Wow.
We're short of bass players, and what you're playing right now is very good.
Oh.
Very good, yeah. Hideki over here, we'll get him in a couple of blues jams, and we'll tighten him up. We'll get him into a good spot, I'll tell you what. That's wonderful, yeah. The new record, what's it called?
Evolution.
Evolution, and it's available on Amazon, on iTunes?
iTunes, Amazon, Yahoo Music.
FU Music?
Yahoo Music.
I was going to say FU Music. Oh, that's a cool thing. We need to have that.
Yahoo Music.
Yahoo.
All right. And Spotify. Pretty much everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We'll chat some more. We'll play a bit. You right? Is it good? You okay?
Yes.
Everything good?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you're here with the Radio Memphis Halloween Show. We'll be back with more after this here on Radio Memphis.
Don't forget, you can take
one of our new favorite garage rock bands out of Midtown, Hardaway, and Radio Memphis and Devils in the Dugout here on the Radio Memphis Halloween special. Ahead of that, it was Olivera and Melvina with Lowdown Dirty Blues. We're in the studio tonight with Kazha.
Hey.
Did I say that right?
Kazha, yes.
It's Kazha.
Kazha.
I know last time we met, because your name is Kazua.
Yeah, well, it's Kazha.
It's Kazha.
Yeah, Kazha.
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 See, I still can't get it right.
You gotta be Asian.
Dumb white guy over here doesn't know. I try not to create an international incident over here.
She just got done telling you that she doesn't even care about Japanese food anymore. She'd just rather have meat.
I know, but still, I mean, I'm just trying to be respectful over here, you know? I mean, they come all the way down here to come hang in the studio and come play for us tonight, which, by the way, you guys are wonderful.
Absolutely.
Can you hear okay? Is that loud enough?
Yes.
Turn it up a little bit. I see in her eyes. Yeah. Turn it all up.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, see, there it is.
Yeah, those cost cans, I tell you what.
That's what it is. That's the deal right there.
So, you guys, I know you have a show coming up here in town for the Comic-Con in November.
November, yes.
And do you travel much? Do you tour much? Do you play in and around the area?
Yes, we go out of town mostly, but the closest one would be the November, the Comic-Con.
That's the one that's coming up, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up.
So you're not playing many venues here in town, right?
Not much, yeah.
We need to change that.
we were just talking about that. But, you know, the funny thing for Kazha is that, you know, there's such an appeal, you know, for her style all over the place. And, you know, you guys are a rock and roll band, you know, and they need to be playing, the big venues, you know, they need to be playing stadium shows, they need to be playing festivals.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that, you know.
But you do play festivals, right?
Oh, yeah. Anime and comic, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for anime.
Oh, anime and comic, yeah.
Yeah.
Not
the musical.
No, we're talking.
Oh, we need to change all that.
No, we're talking rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what needs to happen here, you know.
Because you guys are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I just didn't know anybody, so, you know.
Oh, now you do.
Yeah.
Because she's like, yeah, I figured this out.
You've done stepped in it now. As it is. She had no idea what I just said, but I think she's happy with that.
She is. No, it's all good. You know, being able to, you know, and I know it's hard, especially when you do everything yourself, and like you and I were just talking, and you try to reach out and you try to talk to people and you try to figure out who it is that you can, you know, get with, who can you line yourself up with. One of the things that I appreciate is that you guys try to work with people who are very good at what they do. You worry about your record. You worry about your sound. You worry about, you know, the way you things look. You know, you worry, like, your pictures and everything is, you know, there's every, from one place to another, you look at everything, you know, and that means that you really care about your band. You care about what people see and what people hear, you know, and that says a lot. And so, but when you do things, everything on your own, you know, it's like, who do I talk to? Where do I go? You know, how do I get in? You know, well, you know, why not let me in? I don't think that it's going to be a problem for a very long time for you. I really don't.
For a very long time, as if to say that it would be eventually.
Mm-mm.
No, it doesn't. Because you, what is it that you write about? What are the songs? What is your subject matter?
Mostly my own life. Because I mean, you know, I don't know about much of politics. I'm not.
You don't want to get into that.
I mean, yeah, I just don't know. I mean, too much about.
So you're writing from your own experiences?
Pretty much, yes. People's feelings, yes.
Yeah,
and that's good.
That's very good.
Because that's the only thing I know.
Well, yeah.
I'm a human being, you know.
Well, sure.
Yeah. All I know is my feeling, and maybe other people's feeling. And
well, I've always, and I didn't ask you this the last time you were here. Do you start in, because English is your second language?
Yes.
Do you start in Japanese and translate into English, or do you write specifically to English?
I try to just go into English straight.
Because you have a very good command of the language, and I don't know, our language is messed up.
You know, it's funny because, and I'm going to answer that question for her, because I read something, because somebody asked you that exact question.
Yeah.
And she told them that she writes directly to English because rock and roll is hard to write in Japanese the way you want to write it. So that's why.
Is it really?
You write it straight into English.
Yeah,
and
I
read that.
That's also, yes. It's not all about, I mean, there's, of course, rock and roll in Japan too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once I write in Japanese, you know, translating into something else is just not right. Mm-hmm. You know, the notes are fit, you know, into some specific word.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So if you put Japanese word once, it has to be Japanese.
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
Because in Japan, punk is really big,
and
metal is really big there, right?
Yeah,
those two things are really huge.
Yeah, I used to write in Japanese. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but you would write a Japanese song, right?
Yes, yeah, but that's like, you know, once I write in Japanese, it has to be Japanese. You know, the notes and melody has to have certain words that fits.
Right.
Feels right.
Right.
So once I put the notes and, you know, words.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be, final.
So when you're writing a song for what you're doing now, you're thinking in English.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the things that you've experienced, and you've gone through that little bit of a translation where you have those feelings that you've gone through maybe in Japanese, and then you're thinking them out in English, and then you're able to transcribe them into an English, you know, lyric, which is poetry. Mm. That's tough. That's hard to do.
That's very hard.
Just that concept alone blows my mind that you're able to do that. That's wonderful.
I still have a hard time, but yeah.
Oh, God, no. You speak it beautifully. No.
You're fine.
Yeah, you do good.
Thank you.
You do very, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, how about another song?
Oh, yes.
What do you want to do here? What's this song?
I want to do a song from our first album, not the newest one.
Right.
Okay.
This song called Red.
Yeah.
The color red.
Is that what it's about? Just the color red?
Oh, no. It's more like a blood. I mean, it's the
hell?
No. I mean, the blood means like a deep feeling in you.
Yes.
Like something in you.
So you're dealing with cultural differences too, aren't you? Because now look, face it, Japan and America have very different cultural things.
Oh yeah.
And I know you've known that by living here for a while, but has that been an issue too?
No.
No, really?
No.
You just do it and sing it and go with it.
Yeah.
All right, it's about murdering people.
No.
It is not. See, it is not.
It's not.
I know what she meant. I know what it is. That's why you're here with me. I'm here to help you. It's the deep-seated feeling. It's a very, very deep-seated feeling. You know, the color red is a very emotional, it's emotional color.
Like dark red. The blood red.
You're talking about deep
and
heart.
And it scares the deep crap heart. Out of every guy out there.
Right. Because guys don't get it.
You're correct.
Maybe you can teach him something, honey. Let's hear your song.
All right, hear it. Hear it. It's red. Hello.
Very nice. Of course, you know, Jade is in the chat room going, I love this song. This is good stuff. So.
Yeah, Jade's all up in there, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a ton of people that are tuned in.
Yeah, a couple in there.
Yeah, great
fun.
Job.
Yes. Good stuff. So that was off the first album. And when you sit down, you know, Kaza, and you guys write, who starts? Because, like I said, you've got Hideki with you. Who starts writing?
I do mainly.
Mainly?
Hideki do all the, how do you call it, like background music?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of let him do everything.
he does nothing, but Hideki does everything.
I mean,
that's all him.
What the hell?
I mainly,
good job. Good job, Hideki.
I mean, I'm mainly work on, you know, melody and lyrics, and you know, sometimes
he fills in the back for
I sometimes, you know, make the arrangement kind of later on, change it, but
You've been in music since, you said you were singing since you were young. Yeah. Did I read right? Didn't you do opera?
Yes.
Yes.
My major, I mean, yeah. Like, Italian opera.
Italian, because I was going to ask you, was it Italian or Japanese? Because I know Japanese opera is a thing.
Yeah, I did Japanese too, but my main was...
With the really big costumes and...
my main was, Italian opera, yes.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
I knew that. How many years, I forgot how many years you did that for.
It wasn't too long. Well, you know, I was classically trained.
Yeah.
So I just straight into, you know, opera. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how does the opera training translate into what you're doing now? Do you find it helpful? Or are you glad you did it?
Oh, yes. I wanted to become a rock singer. And then, but
it was through that side door of opera.
Yeah, there was a reason. My parents were a big fan of classic, and they told me if you want to become a singer, you have to go through classic.
They're right.
Yeah.
They're right.
They gave me piano lesson. I was playing piano from like five when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
And I took all different kinds of, you know, classic training.
Yes. Well, you know, your parents were very smart.
Yeah.
To make sure that you did that.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. When you were doing it, you're like, ugh. I want to rock. I want to rock and roll. This doesn't sound like rock and roll, but
I want to play some Queen.
Classical music, you know. It, look at all the stuff you're able to write.
Yeah.
You're able to compose. You're able to do the music. You're able to transcribe. You can do all of those things now. And you know, the fact is that some of the greatest rock singers, you know, you think about Queen. You think about Queensryche. You think about, you know, all of those people. You know, the opera.
Iron Maiden.
Opera. Opera. They did that. They did that. So that's awesome. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah. No, there's a very, very deep connection between the two.
Big time. Big time. Very much so.
That's way cool. I'm going to play a break.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and talk and play some more. How about that?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Is everything going okay? Can you hear okay in there?
Yeah.
And I know this is a little different for you, isn't it?
Well, I think the other headphones worked out better.
I think so, because I think they're now broken in.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate that, because I was having a hell of a
time.
Those
are brand new headphones, so So we'll take a little break. We'll play the news. We'll come back. We'll play a couple of tunes, and we'll talk more with Kaza here on the Radio Memphis Halloween special here at Radio Memphis. That's Trash the Brand there from Jackson, Tennessee, there here at Radio Memphis there on this Halloween special. Hey, how's it going?
I can't hear anything.
What?
Because I have the wrong ones on.
Diana Fryer, ladies and gentlemen.
What? I just looked. Stop
just
it.
Just ripped to the
I
tits
just
over here.
I'm drinking Coca-Cola.
What? Can you hear now?
Yeah, stop it.
Okay, all right. Just trying to do the thing here.
Let me in.
Get out.
It's a Radio Memphis Halloween.
You know, you scared the crap out of the kids from the Thursday show, the fangirl show, the live music hour thing. You scared the crap out of those kids.
I understand.
You know, you had Tundria all wet and weird, and she was just lubed up and ready to. She turned her loose into the streets. Gerald's still in the studio, and he's just having a ball.
He is. It was fun. We, you know, it's Halloween, you know, and we were talking about all
it's
of our.
It's not Halloween yet, but it's.
It is for us. It is for us because we're celebrating, and we're talking about, you know, the things that scared us and the movies and stuff. And I mean, you know, Salem's Lot was messed up, you know, when you were nine, and that's just the way it is, you know.
But, dude, The Ring. You could have played the girl in The Ring. Do you remember the film The Ring?
Yeah.
That was a Japanese film originally, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, you mean the horror?
Yeah, the horror film.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called originally? Because it was originally a Japanese film.
We call it Ling.
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 Is it true about the R and the L thing? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, we really? Don't have R's.
Mm-mm.
So it's called the Ling.
Ling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the girl that came through the TV and ate people.
Yeah, come out, yeah.
See?
She could have played that because she's got the long hair and she could have put that, you know, come out wearing the sackcloth coming through the thing. And
that's funny.
Kazuha is here in the studio. Kazuha Oda and Hideki and Jamie are here with Kazuha, the band. Japanese horror films are a thing. That's you guys do some pretty wild stuff.
Yeah.
Your television is weird. If we go by what we see on YouTube,
I've seen some really strange,
effed up things.
I was gonna say,
oh yeah, those are like midnight things. Like,
I'm sorry.
Only adults can watch.
Yeah. Okay. So, did you see the one that was floating around these past?
No,
few days?
I don't watch this stuff.
Maybe you know. Maybe Kazuha knows what I'm talking about. Okay. There's these three girls. All right, and they're lined up, and it looks like the dating game setup where the three contestants and they're sitting on this thing. It looks like a microphone, but it's like, and they're in bikinis. Okay, I kid you not. And there's a talk show host. He's got a Vanna White person next to him, and these girls, and I couldn't understand, you know, because it's just Japanese, I couldn't understand what they were saying, but they had this clock that they turn it on, and the girls, they sit on this thing and it vibrates like clitoral stimulation. Okay, and like, this is a game show.
It's a cum race.
It's something. And you sit there and I'm like, it's so sick, because you're like,
sick, are you kidding me? Where do I find this?
But at the same time, it's like, This is a studio audience.
Why wouldn't you have a studio audience?
And
dude, I got an idea for late night programming.
Stop it. If you do anything like that, I quit.
I mean, right here in Studio C, man.
No.
Studio C for cum. No. It works.
Okay, that is scary. Okay, it goes with the scary, spooky theme.
What is it with Japanese culture that Americans are so fascinated with, though? I think that's the question. Because we do take a lot of our social cues from the Japanese. What is that? What is it that you guys are doing?
What do you mean?
Well, all right, let's break it down. Hello Kitty is very Japanese. It started there. And here in America, it took off like crazy. Everybody went crazy for Hello Kitty. When the Japanese culture finds like an artistic act, they go crazy for the, you know, Budokan was a big place for American rock and rollers, and we understood that if you were an American artist, if you really wanted to make it big, you had to make it big in Japan. Is it true?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Yeah, she came here.
Yeah.
she didn't stay there.
That wasn't my angle there, like, but
yeah, that's more America, I think. Like, if you want to really,
I mean, we're just a pretty twisted bunch, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know.
We don't understand.
I mean, y'all have hotels that are built like little coffins too, so which I understand why once you understand what it is that's going on. I mean, Tokyo is a fantastic city from my understanding.
It's really big, yes.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's one of the largest cities in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're from an area just outside of there, right?
Yeah, I'm close to Tokyo, yes.
Whereabouts?
Yokohama.
Yokohama?
Yeah.
Okay.
I born in Yokohama.
In Yokohama. And is it a suburb of Tokyo?
Not really suburb. Just you go little, maybe 30 minutes train ride from Tokyo.
That's a suburb, honey.
But yeah, it's still big city.
But Yokohama's a big city.
Yeah, it's a big city.
And my understanding too with the Japanese culture is that restaurants are very small. So everything there is very small. But you could go to like a ramen place, and they only has like four or five tables, and these are very specialized places to go, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you can see some ramen house. You just eat alone. Standing.
Eat alone.
Like, yeah, there's a wall on both of your side. You just eat alone.
Well, that's kind of boring.
Ramen come out and then you just eat. Standing.
Like a door opens up and ramen comes out. And
yeah, and then eat. But there's a wall, so nobody can see you eating.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but you have to, I do know this, that ramen in Japan is different than ramen here.
Well, yeah.
Different, yes.
Yeah, and what's different about it?
I think
you get the noodles, but what else do you get?
Seaweed, eggs, pork, some maybe ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really depends on what you order. But the noodle, you know, itself, yeah. how you boil it.
It's a different noodle.
Here is a little too much, like, you know, spaghetti are much boiled. Yeah. Like, you know, ramen is
She misses home. You see.
No.
Yeah. She's like, no. Our noodles here suck.
True.
So I'm half Thai, half American.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
or Mexican, really.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Jamie thought that was hilarious.
I heard it. Jamie, we were friends. You know, I did like you until about 2 seconds ago.
Everything. Oh, you look Mexican. You can speak the language.
But it's the same thing. You know, when they talk about, you know, Asian food.
Yeah.
And what they use. You know, like I said, my mom. We used to have a restaurant for many years too. Mm. And so, you know, my mom's. You know, she's very, very, very picky. You know, and very. You know, English American people, you know, they don't understand this is real food, you know what I mean? So what you guys go for the buffet and stuff is not
you gotta know you're Asian.
It's not Asian.
Mm. Well, having said that, now that you're here in Memphis, have you found an Asian community that you can work with a little bit?
Asian community, not much, no. Not in Memphis, no.
No, really? Mm. Meet the Asian.
I'm the Asian.
She represents all of Southeast Asia.
Stop it. No, she came here. See, they came here. She came here to eat meat. She came here to do rock and roll. She came to live the American dream.
Is that the American dream for you? What is the American dream for somebody from Japan?
What's your dream?
Make a $1 million record.
Yeah.
That's more happening in America than Japan. Like, entertainment actually makes money.
So musicians in Japan, and they try, I know they work and they're very good.
Yeah.
And they can't come here. What do they think?
Like, maybe language barrier.
So they're singing in Japanese, are they?
Yeah.
And does it sell?
Yeah. Some people makes million, yes.
So there's a market for Japanese rock and roll in Japanese, right?
Yes. But that's not what we wanted.
Well, that's not what you wanted.
Yeah. No,
and what's that like,
different.
Though, if you don't mind me asking, what is that music like? Is it Americanized music with Japanese lyrics, or is there a way to describe that?
Anything sounds more poppy. It's not Americanized, but it's their own style, but, you know, everything kind of poppy.
Yeah.
And, like, metal, like, real metal, if you're doing, like, pretty much underground.
Because metal is big.
Yeah, it is big, but, like...
It's underground.
Yeah, it's underground, so...
Is it because it's cultural, we don't want to accept this, that kind of thing?
No, it's just that it takes time to break in Japan, like, you know... Not much people are into.
They're more into you know, the pop,
like Psy and North. Now that's Korean. Now it's completely different. And Psy did Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Oh. And that thing was huge.
Yeah.
And that was a joke.
I know it was a joke. And he never copyrighted it. And he just released it, and it was a massive, massive hit. Mm. And he wrote it for the Korean and the American audiences and made a lot of money out of that sort of thing.
He did. But I wouldn't use that as an example. That's different.
How was that different, though?
Well, I'm just, you know... You don't want to compare Gangnam Style to our conversation right now.
Well, no. I mean, I'm just trying to understand the other side of the Pacific Ocean here, because I've never been. I've never been to Japan. I've never been to Korea. So, and understanding where you're coming from and the stuff that you're doing, these are American style songs that you're playing.
Yeah.
That are written from you, who is Japanese. And how is that different?
I just grew up in American music.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Japanese music.
So what did you listen to when you were growing up? What artists?
So many Smashing Pumpkins.
Really?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Guns N' Roses. Well, that's from him.
I like the way she points at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Slash. Yeah.
But like, I like Incubus, you know, Hoobastank.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hoobastank. Yeah, that's Jesus' middle name.
Yeah. Like Mike.
Jesus H. Christ is H stand for Hoobastank.
Stop it.
No, seriously, that's what they said.
Yeah, my Chemical Romance or... Yeah.
So these are the things that you would listen to.
Oh yeah, but a lot of older song too, like 80s rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like them.
Hair
too.
Band.
Yeah.
It's a hair band.
So like Flock of Seagulls or
no.
Talking Heads.
Nanny Garden. Skid Row.
You're talking about Skid Row.
70s.
No, you're talking. No, that's 80s. You're talking 80s? Like Skid Row. You're talking
Skid
like
Row.
Warrant. You're talking like Whitesnake. You're talking about. She's a hair band girl. Yes.
So is Dee. Yeah, hair
yes.
bands.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So that's where. Is that how they you had, learned? To, is that how you learned to play?
I'm not. No.
No, that's the stuff you dressed up to, did your hair with, and look good.
Well, no, I'm asking her as a musician. As you learned to play the bass, what did you listen? Did you listen to records as you played?
Yes.
And what was it that you listened to? Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones,
maybe Rush.
Rush, really?
Well, I can't be him, but yeah.
Yeah, but that, no, that's a hell of a thing to listen to. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Progressive, a lot of progressive music. Yeah,
because there's some progressive tones in what they're doing.
Absolutely.
See, now we're getting to the root of this.
Yes,
you just calm down.
I'm just look. I was having a hair band moment.
Now screw them.
Whatever.
You know, Poison.
That's what. Yeah, but that's where you get melodies and stuff from.
Well, and you've got the melodies down.
Yes. Yeah.
What? And on that, how about a song?
Yes.
This is a song.
This is another song from my first album.
Yeah.
Our first album.
Okay.
Song called Another Day.
Another Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Is there a story behind this?
I'm singing about, you know, family, friends who are, you know, who are far away. You can't see them anymore, but you always think about them. No matter
well, that's
what.
Just depressing, Casa.
No, it's not depressing.
It's not. It just means she's just remembering.
It's a happy song, but
it's a happy song.
Yeah.
I'll never see you again. I'm so happy.
Damn.
I get it.
I guess.
Play the song before I stick another foot in my mouth.
しい風吹く
So funny, and just because, you know, because I grew up in an Asian home too, I love it that when you talk, you have the accent. You know, we're Asian, so, but when you sing, it's amazing.
She doesn't sound Japanese at all.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
That's
it's
wonderful.
Very, very beautiful voice.
I think it's an operatic training.
It is. It is.
Because you would sing in Italian, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you speak Italian?
No, not much.
Mm-mm. Do you speak Japanese and English?
Yes.
You're just bilingual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just learned. I mean, when they hand you the sheet music,
you just go with it.
You learn that music. You know, it's like, you know, when we did the chamber singing thing, in Latin and stuff like that. You know, we learned that. No. You could be saying some really dumb shit.
Singing a Frank Zappa tune, you didn't know.
You had no idea, none whatsoever.
Well, I tell you what, we're really happy to have you down here in our studios. I mean, you guys are so good, yeah, every one of you. And,
absolutely.
When you and Hideki were down here, and he got to play the Wii guitar, which he had a lot of fun with. He played it earlier too.
Nice. Yeah.
There's a great story behind that thing. Even Pablo said, you know, I've never seen everybody tune the thing. It's never been out of tune.
Mm-mm. That's a weird thing.
So let me ask you this. We're going to take a break in a little bit, but let me ask you this. Are you working on another record? Have you thought about another record?
We will soon. Yes.
We know a recording studio if you want to work with them. Oh. They're bastards. They're complete idiots, but they can do you right. And are you writing now? Are you thinking about doing a lot of writing? Or
pretty much songs are already pretty much ready.
Really?
Yeah. We just need to find the right person to work with. But
okay.
Yes.
Okay. He was here earlier. I mean, like I said, we do know people, but
yeah, well, we still kind of want to work with the guy who did the second album.
Yes, absolutely.
But she's kind of far, so yeah. we need to kind of figure out the schedule and everything. But
well, let me ask you this: then, is Memphis kind of is this a home for you? Is this a home or is it the home?
I know Japan
is different, but
yeah, we are trying to call it home, but you know, because our visa, you know.
All that political crap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're supposed not to say, you know, we live here. We're here to work.
Right.
So, yeah. I wouldn't,
you're working now.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a home yet, but, yeah, we're trying to make it a home.
How often do you go back to Japan?
Pretty often. I mean, not much.
Not much?
We just did go back. This February.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we might go again next April.
Because you have a lot of fans there too, right?
We'll hear more maybe.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, you know, solo career. Yes, I do have a fans, but this band, you know, since we started, we came to USA to tour. So,
well, that was in Los Angeles, though,
yeah.
And that was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
LA is a different weird city, isn't it?
Yeah, but we were at that time already, you know, kind of traveling around.
That place is a great place to play.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. I mean, living there, you know, it's mm-hmm. one thing, but when you're talking about playing in all the venues, because I know that there's several places that they're doing, several places that they've actually started to redo, and I know a couple of studios and a couple of places that have opened up to actually include, Jonathan Mover, or was it Swing Studios? Swing Studios in L.A. You know, there's like that's like a 22,000 square foot complex where they have like a venue in it, you know, that people play. You know what I mean? But, you know, of course, and they wind up, you know, working with a lot of different things. And that's a thing out there. And so for people that want to go and tour and want to do the rock, you know, the rock, you know, the rock gig and stuff like that, to go play, yes.
Right.
You know, to live and get mixed up in it. That's different.
Yeah, so she goes to L.A. and she spends some time there and then works her way east.
Yep.
And finds her way in Memphis. So is Memphis music a thing in Japan? Was it Elvis? Is it Carl Perkins? Is it Stax? What is it?
I think not much Japanese people know about Memphis. People loves Elvis. Some people are a big fan, but other than that, when I talk to my friends about Tennessee, they were like, "Where's Tennessee?"
So this begs the question then, why did you come here?
Oh, because I met a person who knows about Memphis. And then
I know somebody who knows somebody.
Somebody in the business.
He introduced me to Memphis.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And there it is.
Yeah. And there it is. And that's what happened.
And then when you got here, what happened? You saw some stuff and...
Yes, we've been to, you know, Bill Street. And then saw a lot of music, you know.
Have you done the Stax Museum?
I think so. Just once.
Yeah, you should. And you're going to be playing Graceland soon, so you're going to get to see the house. You're going to go see where Elvis was.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Because November the 19th.
17th through
19th. We've never got that date right yet.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, November the 17th.
Through 19th.
17th through 19th.
Yeah, that's that weekend, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Memphis Comic Con.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to come back. We're going to hear one more tune from you, right?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Kaza here is on the Radio Memphis Halloween show here at Radio Memphis. Yeah, Seeking Seven at Radio Memphis here on the Halloween show there with Demons in Disguise. And we've got a bunch of demons here in the studio. Man, Hideki, you son of a bitch, you just lit it up over there. I did not mean that in an offensive way, and forgive my cultural inhibitions there. But by God, man, he just took that killer bee and just made something out of that.
Good job.
Kaza, where'd you find him? Did you just pick him up in Yokohama and brought him over?
No. My, you know, metal band before.
Yeah.
We were having an audition for a guitarist, and then I picked him up.
In Japan?
Yeah.
In Japan?
Yeah.
So I need a guitar player, and there he was. Mm-hmm. He's good.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's gonna be him.
we just watched him play there. I mean, he was playing a little rock and roll there. Well, on that, I mean, he's got the thing. Let's just jump into it. You know, just play a tune.
Let's play a tune.
Let's get busy, man.
We were going to do the second album, the Break Into Pieces, but you were playing earlier.
Yeah.
So we're not going to, you know, repeat it. So we'll do a song from first album again, but this song called Breathe Through Your Dreams.
Breathe Through Your Dreams.
Yeah.
And this was something that you wrote from you? I mean...
Oh, yes.
From your own experience?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to get too picky, but it sounds like it's like a little personal.
No.
You don't write about personal stuff, do you?
No.
Well, okay. Door slams, Rick is left out.
It's got to be very familiar to everybody, so it can't be too personal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the stage is yours, huh?
Yeah.
Real. See through all this love. Don't
Kel, yeah. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
That was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on there. Yeah, Gerald is right. There, you got some stuff happening there.
Yeah.
Specifically, I was enjoying the time signature changes going back and forth between 3-4, 4-4, 6-8.
Yeah.
There's a lot of progressive stuff.
I was over here being a musician. I could not.
I was over here being a musician. I couldn't help it.
Thank you.
I was like, I'm bobbing my head, and I'm like, my natural biorhythm is making me bob my head differently. What's going on? And then I go back to fourth form like something else is happening right now. So yeah, that was amazing.
Well, I mean, tell you what,
everything kept going with that was just amazing.
You won over some fans around here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Fans here in the studio and fans at, you know, out and listening and abroad. And thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely, you guys. You have a home here. You need anything, you let us know.
You know, you can come down here and come play anytime you want to.
Anytime, anytime. You know, need a place.
We got that studio. We can come make a record. We can have some fun. You know, at least do one song with us if you would. That would be great.
You know, have some fun. Absolutely.
And Hideki over there, my God.
Oh, I got him.
Yeah, you got him.
I got him.
It's on your Facebook.
It's on my Facebook. Yeah, I've already got tagged you in here. I got you.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that as soon as I let everybody, I said, having fun in Studio Kaza playing the custom Killer Bee guitar, all my guitar friends, watch. So, yeah, you know.
And the guy who made that guitar is going to find out about that, and he's going to be up in your business.
He's going to be happy. Yeah.
He's going to be very happy. He's going to want to make you a guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And he makes basses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he sure does. He sure does. So.
I tell you what, this has been an absolute treat to have you guys down here. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, very much.
Katsuo Aoda here playing the bass and singing tonight. Hideki over here on the guitar, just, you know, making a mess out of everything over there. Just doing a great job.
doing a great job.
And Jamie on the skins tonight, playing the drums. You're going to hear a lot more of this band. I can guarantee it. Kaza is the band. K-A-Z-A. Yes. Find them everywhere where records are sold. Amazon, iTunes.
Yeah.
Yahoo.
And Spotify.
Do you have a website?
Oh, yes. Kazha.net.
.net. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where to find you. Yeah.
Perfect.
And anywhere else?
Facebook.
Oh, yes, on the Facebook. Yes, social
Twitter,
media.
Instagram. Yes.
Yeah, your Facebook page is fun.
Yeah.
It really is. And now you have a show coming up very soon here for the Memphis Comic Con. Is it Memphis Comic Con? Is that what it is? Or is
Memphis Comic and Fantasy Convention.
Memphis Comic and Fantasy Convention. It's at Graceland. It's the new place in Graceland.
The brand new hotel. Yes.
Yeah, the brand new hotel.
The new hotel. It's got a real nice venue. It's got a lot of things in there. That's going to be the weekend, November 17th through the 19th is when they're going to be a part of that. And, of course, everybody that wants to go and see them and enjoy all the festivities and stuff.
Have you seen the pictures of her wearing the wings?
Mm-hmm.
And you told me those wings, they weigh a lot, don't they?
It's heavy, yes.
It's like heavier than you. You're like...
No, not heavier than me, but...
Because you don't weigh a whole heck of a lot, you know. You know, but it's a beautiful set of wings. Where was the inspiration behind that costume?
Because
you dress in black typically.
Yeah, the new album, I mean the second album, has me standing in front of that huge mural that has a, you know, angel wing,
right.
Black
wing. Painted on it, yeah.
Yeah, right. And, you know, people have seen it, you know, in my poster, and then...
They wanted to see you wear wings.
Yeah, and as soon as I saw... there's a girl who makes it in Phoenix. She's a professional.
Okay.
She makes it. Okay. But as soon as I saw her wings, I was like, okay, I have to wear it. And then she was actually one of our fans.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she knew our music too. But
oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Now, you don't play on stage with those things, do you?
No, I've sang with it.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Because you got a lot going on there between that bass and the Fender Jazz. And
she can't hold that bass and wear wings.
I know. Right? It's like, that's a lot going on.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that can't be can kill me, yes.
You know, a good gust of wind, she's going to wind up in Tokyo back. You know, boom, there you are. You're back at home.
No.
Thank you so much for your music.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming down here tonight, and we've had so much fun with you this evening. You're just a delight, and as we've said before, and we'll always say it, anytime you want to come play and come hang out down here in this space, we built this room for people like you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you guys, you come back and you come see us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll continue on here on this Radio Memphis Halloween special. Oh Lord, yeah, check this out. This is it's a cool tune. It's Crashing Broadway, Always Angels. It's a Radio Memphis Halloween special. We'll continue on. We've got more fun next. Stick around here at Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.